we're doing the Chayyadam. We're up to the Klal Lamed Zayin, Din Kelim, Ekshirim Lintila, the law of which vessels are kosher for washing one's hands. Samchu Chazal Din Nitila, Dam Itaratam Litarat Mechatat. Our sages draw a correlation between the laws of washing one's hands and purifying them to the purity of the waters for the red heifer. וכשם שצריך למחטת כלי כדכתיב ונתן אל כלי, and just as the waters for the red heifer require a vessel, as the verse says, וצריך כוח גברה כמו שכתוב ולקח ונתן, and they also require human force, as the verse says, he will take, he will give, והמלאכה פוסלת במים, and any work that's done with the water disqualifies them. כמבואה כל זה במסכת פרה. All this is elaborated on in Tractate Para. כך בנטילת ידיים צריך כלי וכוח גברה, ושלא נעשה מלאכה במים. So too with regards to washing one's hands, you need a vessel, you need human force, you also need waters that were not used for other work. לפיכך אין נוטלין לידיים אלא בכלי. Therefore, the only way to wash one's hands is with a vessel. וכל הכלים כשרים, ובלבד שהוא עשוי לקבל משקה. All vessels are kosher, provided that there are vessels that are used to house a liquid. אבל קובעים שלבדים שקוראים קפלושין. But the different... קפלושין. No? You've never heard that? קפלושין are the hats. You know, one of those caskets or hats. Oh, yarmulke. Or a yarmulke. You know what a yarmulke is. A kippah. אפילו מאור הם קשים שיכולים לקבל משקים. Even if they're made of leather, and they're stiff leather, so theoretically they could hold liquid within them. כיוון דאין אלו כלים גמורים להשתמש בהם, being that these are not really vessels to be used with, וגם שאין עשויים לקבל משקין, and they're not really made to house liquids, אסור ליטול בהם הידיים, you may not wash your hands in them. Now, I don't know. I heard that in ancient times the cowboys used to use their hats. That was their... I don't know if it's true. As a kid, they said that. I don't know if it's true. What?
There was never such a thing as cowboys.
Really? Okay. Ranchers. Okay, not cowboys. Yeah. Ranchers.
Why is it around? Why does it say asur? Because asur means bad bracha.
I guess. וכן כיסוי כלים, and the same thing with the cover of vessels, כיוון שאין תחילת עשייתן לקבל, being that they're not really made to house within them liquids, they're made to cover liquids, you can't use them to wash your hands. ואם הוא בדרך ואין לו כלי, נראה לי די טוב ולא יברך. But if you're traveling, you have no other vessels. So I think he says, I think you should wash with it, but don't make a blessing. ומכל מקום, יוכל על ידי מפה, דיינו שיכרוך ידיו מפה כדי שלא ייגע באוכלין. But put on gloves. You shouldn't come in direct contact with the food because you, it's not so clear that you're yotze, you're nitil si ydaim. Now,
anyways, you should run. Not just
that's what he says. The Shulchan Aruch permits it in the Shat Satzchak, the Achronim forbade it, and today no one uses their hats or their the lids of vessels to drink from. So he says, you really aren't yotze with that. Yeah.
Why didn't you just stick your hands into somewhere where the water is from?
Oh, maybe you can't do that.
In general?
No, I'm saying maybe it's a well. He's talking about a scenario where you can't do that. And anyways, you didn't have Koch Gavra there. We're going to see where that works and where that doesn't work.
Can you make a summary?
Summary, what did we just see? We derived, Chazal correlated the din of Netil Siyadayim with the Mechatas, and so the waters have to be in a vessel that's used for liquids, not your hat or the lid of a vessel, and it needs human force to pour the water out. If you have no choice, so then wash your hands with something that's a disqualified vessel, but then wrap your hands so they don't come in direct contact with the food. Halacha beis. And don't make a blessing when you wash with something that's not a fit vessel.
So from a waterfall, you can't just stick your hands in?
Let's wait and see. At first glance, it would seem not that a waterfall is not good because you don't have koach gavra. There's no human force there. Hakli tzarich lachzik revi'it lefachot. The vessel has to have a revi'is. So what's a revi'is? Okay, that's about this much. Okay. Not a lot of water. V'ishtadesh lo yeh bo shum nekev. Try to ensure the vessel has no hole. Lo mibaya nekev kichones mashke. Dehaynu shim yasimu to al mashkin ikansu ba mashkin derech hanekev. Of course, if the hole is big enough that if you put the vessel on liquids, liquids can penetrate and come into the vessel. Shu gadol k'tat, that's a slightly bigger hole. Some say, once you have a hole like that, even if the bottom part of the vessel beneath that hole can house a revius, there are those that say that's not called a vessel altogether, it loses its status. But even if it has a smaller hole, where if you put it on liquids, the liquids would not penetrate the vessel, but if you had liquids in the cup, so that's a hole, it's a slight crack through which the liquids would drip out of the cup, which is a slightly smaller hole. Shu nekev katan meod, even the smallest hole, even though liquids couldn't penetrate the vessel coming in, but they could come out through that hole. Imu betachtita kli shino machzik revit mien nekev ulemata, if that's a hole towards the bottom of the vessel, yesh omim gamkin depasu legamri. There are those that say that if from the hole downward, the rest of the vessel beneath the hole cannot house a revius. Some say it's possible. Umikol makom, but im en lo kli acher, if he has no other vessel, im anekev rak kemotzi mashke, if the hole is that small that no liquids would come in, but liquids would drip out, menisham anekev ulamata revi'it, and beneath that hole, you do have a vessel. The vessel is big enough to hold a revius. Mutal litolbo, you could use it to wash. But what if the hole is the bigger hole? Im nishal manek v'lumata machzik revi'it, samchin ala poskin manek v'lumata lo nitbatel mitorat kli. Then you could rely on those that say that if the hole is over here and from the hole downward you have enough room to hold a revi'is in the cup, then that it, the bottom part of the vessel doesn't lose its status as a vessel. ומכל מקום השן מעלה מהנקב עדיין אוכלי ולכן ייטול דרך הנקב. But let's say you have a hole over here. So you might say, okay, I'll pour it up through the top of it. He says, no, pour it through the hole. Because everything that comes out through the top is running through a part that's not considered a continuation of the vessel. So if you have a hole here, pour your hands through the hole. It could be big. It's at least small. So you're saying there are times where that's not practical. You're right. You're right.
But every, I mean, if you take that further, you said that every key has a hole. It's got a big hole on the top. Yeah. And you have to pour that water through the hole into your hand. No point.
Right? Halacha gemel. Afilu satam anekev bismaltutin o devar acher lo mehani. Even if you stuff up the hole, that doesn't help. Elen ken shetiken lo birza shekorin tsefin. Unless you've taken a faucet there. Dezeh nikra tchilat tikuno. Then, okay, you've started fixing it. Vaz mutar litol derech ha-birza. Then you could wash your hand through that faucet. Because that's okay, fine, you did something. I don't know how far this goes. I'm saying you could fix it. I don't know what mitziyut he's talking about here. There are ways you could fix it. Okay.
What about sticking sticky tape over it?
So the commentaries over here discuss that you have to close it up well. Some say you don't have to close it up that well, but generally we say you have to close it up well. Sticky tape isn't going to last, right?
Not for very long. Not for long enough. Just moving that off.
I don't know.
Yefetesh.
I don't know.
That's it.
Shever kli shemachzik revi'it en alav din kli. If you have a shard of a vessel, but that shard can hold a revi'it, so that's not a kli. Elim ken yachzirol tashmish umkabel revi'it shelo b'msumach. Unless you yichadol tashmish, you say from now on I'm using this. I do that sometimes. Sometimes we don't have a vase in the house, so I'll take a bottle like this and I'll cut it up. I'll make it into a nice shape, and then we have a vase for flowers, okay? And Kochav Yaakov, sometimes we go places where we don't have a vase, or on Pesach, sometimes we forgot to leave the vase out, and I still want to buy my wife flowers, right? So, I cut up a vessel, now I'm using that. That's going to be my vessel. Or, sometimes we go on a trip, and you need to wash your hands, and you don't have any normal cups. So I'll take a bottle, and I'll cut it up into a cup. And then that's my cup for the remainder of the trip. So he says, if you set it aside as a vessel, I don't know if a plastic bottle that you cut up and it's only going to be used for the next few hours or the next day and then you throw it out, I don't know if that's enough. I don't think so.
You could call anything nowadays.
Right. So you're saying that's disposable. After a day, you're going to throw it out. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's broken. That's the whole point. It's a broken piece of glass. You want to use it for things. You say, okay, this is my cup now. You pour your hands, and then after a meal, you decide, you know what, this is garbage.
You know, yeah, if you like really say you're going to use it for something, what's wrong with that?
You have to use. Does it have to be like in use? Or is it enough just to say the truth?
Nah, I think it really has to be real. I don't think that would work. So we have to look into that. How long is considered use? Not sure. I don't know. And you have another criterion, which we'll get to in a second. Yeah.
I've got two things. One thing is, in order to use your water bottle to...
Right, so that's a vessel. That's
fine.
Yeah.
Now we've got a more complicated question. What if it's Shabbat? Now you're not allowed to make a vessel.
Right.
Now the question is, so you say the water bottle would already be a vessel.
Right.
But what if you didn't have something around that you typically consider a vessel? Now you've got a dilemma. You're not allowed to make a kli on Shabbat, and you're not allowed to do not let it die unless you have a kli, which
right.
You made a kli.
Right. Not. It's complicated to explain why you couldn't do it, but you could not do it.
Do what?
You could not take a shard and say, okay, now I'm going to start using this as my cup.
So that's your contract. You can only make it clear.
Okay.
What do you do?
You're stuck.
Cover your hands.
Let's wait and hear him out. He'll tell us. Umkabel revit shelob musmach. The vessel has to be one that can support, that can hold a revius without any support. Meaning it stands on its own and it won't just pour things out. And then if it stands up to these criteria, if you have nothing better to use, so you may use that. But I would think that if it has even a small hole, even if it's one of the smallest holes, that only no liquids would come in through that hole, but it would dribble out, you still shouldn't use it because technically it's a broken shard to begin with. So don't use it now that it has a hole in it. Halacha hei, kli sheyesh lo bilzan lemata shekorin, hanpas. If the vessel has on bottom a sink, o min hatzad shekorin, shekorin hintel. Or if it has a handle on the side. Kivan shetchilat tikuno kach, mikri kli. Being that that's the way you made that vessel. So sometimes you have a vessel that's connected to a basin. You have those things, or you have different types of, sometimes they sell these big jugs, where you pour out of it, and they put on bottom, the water filter downstairs has a basin under the water filter. You pour out the water through the filter, and then on the bottom there's a basin in case things drip, or sometimes it has a handle. Being that initially that's the way it was made, so that's all called the vessel. Actually, tzich lachzir abilza Ashroif bechol shlicha. But every time you want to turn on the water, you have to turn it on and off in order for that to be considered like you poured it on your hand. Kach gavra. If you're going to use the faucet, you're going to use the handle to get the water to pour out of it, right? You have a handle, you turn the handle, a knob, and then water comes pouring out.
Yeah.
So that's fine, but you have to turn it on and off each time so that it's your force that causes the water to pour out on your hand.
You mean every time, like the two or three times you're pouring your hand,
right?
Not just take your hand.
Right.
Multiple times, because as soon as it's running on its own, then it's already in the core cover.
He doesn't say that. It's a good point, but he doesn't say that.
Well, I didn't understand. So, you think faucet you could use?
From him, it would seem yes. It would seem definitely. If you just turn it on, and the first force that comes out would seem from him yes. I have a hard time with that because I think a sink faucet is different. But okay, what do I know?
Why is it different?
I see it as different forces are at play. But maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, they didn't have faucets back then, right?
They had faucets on their jugs.
Right.
On their jugs? Kegs. On their kegs. Yeah.
So that's not the same thing.
A keg of water with the faucet. I'm not sure if it's the same thing that we have. Because they all work based on gravity. Today, they already have water systems that are also electric, and partial gravity. I don't know.
Well, Koch Gavra is not the person doing it. Anyone else can do it also, right?
Right.
I can ask you that you like to do the lifting at a time.
Yeah.
If you're coming,
it's a good question. You're right.
I don't think it's even a gravity base, it's a pressure base.
Okay.
Because look, I mean, your force is above the ground. That's because when you open the tap, the air comes out. Think about if you turn off the mains of the water, and you turn on the tap, from the beginning nothing comes out, and the water starts spluttering out, the air bubbles. The change in the air pressure that makes the water rush to fill the gap.
Okay, are you here?
Behind us.
Okay. Shlish yotze mimeno dad shekorin gisken.
What language is this?
Yiddish.
I don't get these words, but it's in Dutch and Yiddish.
It's not right.
It doesn't look like Yiddish.
Hanfas and all these things.
So you know what it is?
Yeah.
What's a hanfas?
Hanfas is like the handle. Like in Dutch is hanfas.
The German hanfas.
What's gisken?
What?
Gisken.
Isn't Hentel a handle?
Also, yeah. It's the same. Hanfat could be like something solid on this, and a handle usually it moves, but yeah. Is that, the difference is not so clear. Is it a lever? No, I don't think so.
And what's a shreif?
Where does it say?
Right above the bend of hay. Isn't it a screw?
Yeah,
a shroif.
Yeah.
Shroif is a screw.
Yeah. Shroif
is a screw. Okay, and a giskin is?
I don't know.
Isn't it a vessel? It's like a pitcher?
It could be, because a kan is like to pour something out from. So a giskin probably gives it something like pour. And a kan is like the.
Your brother in law is full.
Okay. Kli shiyotze minu dad shekorin giskan. Tainu shetzad chad yotor gavah mishar hakli. If you have a vessel that has like a funnel that comes out of it, like a pitcher that comes out of it, so one side of the vessel is higher than the rest to be used for pouring. Yeah, so it's like sometimes you have a thing, and then on the top it has like an upside down V. It's got like an arrow to guide the liquid as it flows out. Asuli tonu mimeno derech hadad, then zekli. You can't pour through that. That's not a vessel. But if the vessel has just a spout, so that's hukli gamu. That's a vessel. Yeah, you could have a pitcher with a spout. That's fine. The only problem is if on top of the vessel you have this added part to funnel it out. But if it's just that it has a spout, that's okay. Yeah?
Meaning the difference is if it's...
At the steel, height, right. If it's all at the same height or it extends the height of the vessel.
Yeah, if
it's all the same
yeah.
height.
If you have a vessel that's the same height, only over here you have a spout that comes out, that's okay. But if you have a vessel that's all the same height, and over here it extends towards the top in order to funnel out through
extends.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's not okay because that extension is not really a vessel.
Okay.
And what about, have you seen the Ken Canino we have downstairs?
Right, so they have a funnel, that's all.
Yeah, it's a little upside down triangle. And,
right, but that's a funnel in the vessel. That's okay.
Alright, the funnel in the vessel.
It's up to the height of the vessel. It's within its regular walls.
There's no distinction, only that little thing.
I think so. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I think so. Why are you surprised? He says, Shetzan Echad Yotor Gavoa.
No, not from here, from the kitchen.
As in it's a separate attachment, or...